Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and with me, I have special guest, Sister Cece Hollins, joining me this evening. So I'd just like to welcome her to the show.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm blessed, and how are you?
I'm doing pretty good today. I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good, good.
I'm not even going to say tired because I slept a lot. So I'm not
tired. It's probably what you needed anyway.
Yes, yes, definitely,
yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
But before we get started, we'd just like to open up in prayer. I'm going to leave that right to you today.
All right, all right. Thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, I just want to take out this time to thank you for all that you have done, all that you plan on doing for each and every one of us. I also want to pray for those that's in the midst of a storm, whatever the case may be. I want to pray for the entire GQ family, Palace family. And I just want to thank you for everything that has come my way. I've been in a storm, but we still know that you live and you're going to work it out for us all. I also want to say a special prayer for the GoForth family who lost a loved one on Tuesday. And anyone else, any other families that's going through a bereavement at this time, you know, just hold them tight. Put them up under your wing, God, and lead them and let them know that you are the God and you don't make no mistakes. I just want to thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I must say, Sister TC, you're getting better there. You're getting better there.
Thank you.
See?
Thank you. I've tried. You know, like you told me, but I might as well practice because I'll be doing it sometimes.
That's right. That's right. And you know, like I found like myself doing is, like, I'm praying a lot lately, and especially before Spiritual Sunday, you know, I just pray that, you know, God gives me the words, you know, and God helps me with my praying. You know, because it's one thing to be able to, like, pray on the spot, like, to yourself, you know.
Exactly.
And pray for something to work out. But then to pray for other people live on the radio, that's something different.
It's a totally different.
So I definitely want to say that we are improving, you know, with the grace of God. We're doing you know, what God has definitely called us to do. And I just thank you for joining me there every Sunday that we're on the air for Spiritual Sunday. So
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
I do thank you.
You know, because I need the encouragement. I need the praise. I need it all, you know.
Well, you know, I don't have to tell you, but letting all the callers know that Spiritual Sunday is a show where you call and you share your testimony, what you're thankful for. As well as if you'd like prayer, we can also pray for you as well. Usually we have special guests that come on the air, pastors, ministers, elders. But we haven't been consistent in what we're doing here because God has also put different things in front of our path. So as we've been going through our storm and handling things accordingly, according to God, we've also still been taking the time out to make sure that we're able to open the phone lines up, you know, for 2 hours on Sunday, just to allow everyone to call in, share their testimonies they're thankful for, pray for you as well, encourage each other, as well as get a chance to listen to a lot of the up-and-coming artists who are gospel artists, music as well. My personal favorite so far, I'm just going to say, is Terry Small.
Amen.
Now, on Spiritual Sunday, I don't mind playing all her songs on Spiritual Sunday. We used to play a lot of the songs that are out already that have been out, you know, very soulful, you know, songs. And we haven't actually played those songs in a while. We went through, like, this whole thing with revamping our computers. So in the process of revamping the computers, we kind of kept all of the new and current up-and-coming gospel artist music that came on GQ Palace, you know. So this way we get a chance to promote some of their music as well. At the same time, we get to promote some of the other music at the same time. So that just explains Spiritual Sunday to you all. And, of course, anyone can call. You come, you call on one accord. There's no judging you whatsoever. You voice your opinion. You state how you feel. And we're just here to encourage one another. And we're asking that when you do call, that you call and you can also encourage one another at the same time. So with that being said, We're just going to go to our first song, and I don't have to say who is by.
The almighty Terry Smalls.
Yes, yes, yes. I do love her music. I really do. I love her music. And I'm looking forward to our not spiritual Sunday, but our gospel CD that's going to be coming out with all of our gospel music on it, all the gospel artists that we came on Spiritual Sunday, that came on Crossroads Temple, and Rich Money has interviewed as well. We're all going to combine all those music, all the gospel music now on one CD so that we're able to enjoy that. I already have a sample of that courtesy of Rich Money. So I just can't wait for everyone else to get a sample of it because it is definitely a keeper. Definitely.
Yes.
So we're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we'll open the phone lines up, and we'll start taking some callers. Amen.
Amen.
Coming through. just worship Him. It's a brand new day, a new day, a new way. It's a new
brand new day. I love her music. I'm just going to keep saying it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. And there's going to be another one that I'm going to play. That one's not by Terry Smalls. I have to remember who that one is by. Hopefully Rich Money can help me with that one because it's not by Terry Smalls. That one's by someone else that I'm going to play. And that, of course, is that's going to hit home for a lot of people, too. You know, because it's something that we should do, you know, on a regular basis. You know, not only are we thanking God for everything that He has done and will continue to do for us, but we also have to repent all our sins as well. Repent everything that we're doing that we should not be doing. Let's put it like that. And there's nothing wrong with it, but we do have to repent. You know, we do. That's something that a lot of us don't do, and we carry it, you know, a long way with us. But, you know, once you become saved and you start to backslide a little bit, it is good to, you know, repent and, you know, definitely ask God for His forgiveness as well.
Amen.
You know, for what you're doing wrong. But before we continue, we're just going to bring on another caller, and then we're going to do like a recap to the T of what we've been up to and how things been.
Okay.
Of course, the phone lines are open. But actually, before we bring that caller on, I do want to take a few minutes out and just to say, Pastor Kathy Holland, we are so proud of you. I wish I was here with you. I wish I was at the service today. But unfortunately, I couldn't make it. But I was in church today. I just couldn't make it to the church that she was, you know, pastoring at today.
Yeah, in Chester, Pennsylvania.
So, but even though I wish I could have been there, and I definitely wish I could be where she is right now. I'm just saying, Pastor Kathy Harlan, we're proud of you. We love you. And
yes, a lot of love, my sister.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's T's sister. And once she gets back and she's settled, hopefully she'll join us here also again. Back on Spiritual Sunday, we are going to start having a special guest again. I'm hoping coming like August, either August or September, we'll start doing special guests again and lining them up for each Sunday. It's just, you know, we have to be consistent in what we're doing. And in the process of being consistent, you can't, you know, slack a little. You have to make sure you can keep up the consistency every single Sunday.
Amen.
And with me and the workload, it was kind of hard. But now I think that we got everything together, and I think that everything's going to work out, and prayed about it, and we should be great. So we're going to bring on a caller real fast. Welcome to Cheeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
God bless you. It's Evangelist Martha. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Martha.
I'm good. Hey, that's Pastor. What's her name? What's her last name? Started walking. Well, I came back to Mona, Virginia, and this lady was standing crooked, and one of them had a hearing aid, and the other one was standing crooked. And I just began to say, you know what, you're healed in Jesus' name. I command that pain. I command that you will be healed in Jesus' name. And I command that you don't have to wear hearing aids to hear. Well, the lady took the hearing aid off, and she could hear. And the other lady, she was crooked, and now she's straight. And I'm saying, wow, God, I said, I don't know where this came from, but I just thank God because I got a new gift for my birthday, you know, and that was the healing gift. And I thank God, and I told God, I said, God, I said, oh, thank you for activating it. Thank you for activating it. But then I realized because you have life or death in the power of your tongue. You can speak life in somebody that's dead. You can speak life in somebody that's dead and raised up because you believed and you said it and you stood on it. You submitted to your word because people are not looking on what happened back in the day when Jesus laid hands on the blind. They got healed and could see. They want it now. They want to see it now. And we can do it now. All we have to do is just to reach up and grab it, whatever you want, whatever you need, because he said he'll give you the desires of your heart. And I thank God for everything that he has done. I finally started a street ministry. It's just been tough. But I tell you, it took passes to realize for years. I mean, 3 years was the most. My mom had passed away. It took me 3 years to realize I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to God in you. I'm going to listen to what God has me to do. If you don't like it and God didn't tell you that, then I apologize, but I have to do what God has me to do. You know, and that's just my testimony. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. 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 So, all right, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. No, because I was trying to hear what Martha was saying, but guys, there's some feedback in the phone. Maybe, I don't know if it's breathing or maybe some paper.
Yeah,
or something.
Moving.
Yeah, so I was trying to hear what she was saying. But Evangelist Martha, so just help me. You said that God has activated the healing power for you?
The healing gift.
The healing gift.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. And you got to use this, you got to use the gift at like a convention or something that you went to, right?
No, God didn't. I actually didn't know that I had it activated until I got back from my exam.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So was it like a convention that you went to?
Yes, it was a convention. Yes, ma'am. Yes, it was.
Okay, and how was that? How was that experience for you?
Oh my goodness, let me put it this way. It was a life changing experience for me. Because just to know that we have the power to tell somebody to raise up from the dead, because you can, you have the power in your tongue. Your tongue is like that, the activation. When you speak it, it shall come. It says, speak those things as though they were. It also says, you have what you say, you know. And so that, I mean, it was a life-changing experience.
Amen.
I can't explain it. All I can say is it was a life-changing experience. Yes, ma'am.
Right. And it was one of those things where we just have to be there. You know,
we have to
be there to, you know, experience it. Because I see, like, the different things on TV, but I've never seen it in person, you know.
Me either.
Right.
Up close and personal. But, you know, you do see it on TVs, you know, on some of the high channels, I believe it is. So.
Right.
That's wonderful. That's truly wonderful. And I have to say, I haven't went to like a convention at a state yet, but I know that Partners in Prayers is supposed to be having, they're supposed to be like going to one and all of like their members and everyone is able to go if, you know, they're if it's possible. So I just definitely want to say, you know, congratulations to you, and to make sure that, you know, you still allow God to use you. And there's the paper again, guys.
Yes.
Okay. The noise was actually coming from Evangelist Martha's phone. So Evangelist Martha, if you can hang up and just call back in, and then we'll see if maybe we can fix the problem, because I'm not sure. But it's like a, I don't know, it's not like moving around like paper or something.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying, that's truly a wonderful gift to have, and that, you know, we definitely say congratulations to you. And mm-hmm. the words of encouragement that I'm going to say is, you know, just continue to, you know, allow God to use you, you know, for what he has called you to do, and just, you know, make sure that while he's using you to do it, you know, that you always remember to uplift and encourage someone that's close to you. You know, it's wonderful to have the healing capability, but at the same time, you know, just make sure that, you know, while you are able to heal people, that you're also able to just encourage them at the same time, because that's very, you know, that's very important, you know. And you being so young, I commend you. You know, I commend you being thirsty for the Lord and being able to do all that he has, you know, called you to do at such a young age. I commend you, and I say congratulations to you. And please make sure that you keep us up to date with everything that's going on with you. T, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Just keep doing God's work, you know, because it seems like she's doing what he set out for her to do, and just continue to be prayerful and, you know, work his will.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Evangelist Martha has called back in. Evangelist Martha, is it you?
Amen.
All right, good. Sorry, I don't know what the noise was, but it's because it's live and the show isn't, like, pre-recorded, it picks up on everything. So
yes.
we just have to be mindful with the moving around and the papers and stuff like that. So how have you been this week so far?
I've been blessed. Was kind of disappointed because I didn't make it, you know, to be with my sister this morning. But, you know, it's reasons for everything, you know, and I know that God has a plan for that too. And I know that if I don't see her while she's, you know, this close to me, that if it's God's will, I will be reuniting with my family next month at the family reunion.
Aww.
Actually, I have, like, actually it's like two of them, like my adoptive family, you know, it's the end of this month, then my family, Holland family reunion is doing August the 16th. So, you know, I'm very excited about that. I had the chance, well, as you know, I was with you guys last Sunday, and I really had a great time. I've been resting. And, you know, the situation with my grandbaby, things are looking brighter, you know, on the brighter side. And I've been talking to him. So I've been blessed in more ways than one, and I'm just, you know, thanking God for it all. You know,
Amen.
And I definitely want to thank God that, you know, my sister did arrive safely from West Virginia to Pennsylvania. And now she's she's in New Jersey as we speak.
Excellent.
And I'm just praying that, you know, I will get the opportunity to, before she leaves, to go and, you know, see her. If it's nothing but for a few hours, just to see her, that beautiful smile, and to hear the encouraging words, just, I love my sister unconditionally, you know.
Excellent.
She's a great woman of God, of course.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
You know, and the rest of my, I love my the rest of my family, but, you know, that's the only sister, biological sister I have, so, and she tries to help keep me on the right track, and I appreciate her for that, you know.
That's right.
So.
Well, look, you know that's a hard job, you know, but somebody's got it.
But between her and my oldest brother, honey, listen, I don't have a win there because they're going
right.
to win each time, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. Amen. That is great. Also,
you know,
well, I'm so happy that everything is definitely working out for you. And, you know, I'm going to say, of course, prayer changes everything. You know, I'm so
yeah.
proud of you. And I'm happy with everything that you're doing. And I'm also happy how you are also allowing God to use you as well. You know,
Amen.
Because, you know, even though, you know, my picture goes around and says host the Spiritual Sunday, you know, I want to personally thank you because you always call in with me on the air. And
yes.
even when I wasn't, you know, consistent, you were always there, you know,
yep.
for me. And I just want to tell you that I thank you and I love you.
And I love you, too.
You are a blessing. You're truly a blessing.
And you and Rich are as well, you know,
well,
because I have
to
come
you out,
to you guys
you know,
when in doubt sometime. Yeah, no, I didn't want to hear what you was going to say, and I knew that it was going to be, you know, whatever, but, you know, I had to go to somebody, because
That's
if
right.
I keep it locked in, it's only going to
mm-hmm.
hurt me in the long run.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so I have opened up to you guys. Well, it's been, what, 3-4 years that we've been knowing each other.
I know, right?
But it's been beautiful from day one, so, you know, I'm blessed to have you all in my life as well.
That's great. So, of course, with me, of course, I'll give an up-to-date. I've been pretty good. Yesterday I got to sleep an awful lot, and I do want to thank my lovely family for that because I've been so tired, you know, just working a lot, you know, long hours, and just, you know, being consistent at the same time, you know. It's kind of tiring, but I want to say yesterday I slept all day long. And that was, when I tell you, it felt so good. I woke up and I said, babe, did I eat today? Like, I'm starving. Because I slept all day from like 2 o'clock in the morning. I think I woke up at like 7 for like 15 minutes, and then I went right back to sleep, and I didn't get up
wow.
at 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was truly tired with the weekend before of the running around,
Oof.
And, you know, everything just caught up to me.
Yes.
So I was definitely very, very tired, but today I feel good. We got up. We went to church this morning, which was truly
Amen.
A blessing all by itself. You know, I love going to church. Even though it takes Rich money so long to get ready to go to church, oh
Ooh.
My God! But
so anywhere,
so long. Oh my God! It does, it does, it does. But I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful that we were able to get up and, you know, get ready for church, and it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing,
yes.
and of course, but you know, those of you who are wondering what our plans are right on time. They're right on schedule. We know exactly what we're doing. We know where God is leading us, and we're thankful
Amen.
For all the blessings that God has given us, and the blessings that He will continue to give us, based
Amen.
On our, you know, our hard work and our consistency. You know, to what we're doing. So just want to say thank you, you know, to, you know, my fiance, Rich Money. We want to say thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you'll continue to do. And I'm thankful for you, and you're truly a blessing. And even when the road gets rough, we just have to remember that we have to thank God for everything, the good and the bad. You know,
right.
when things are good, we thank Him. When good things are bad, we still thank Him, and we give Him the praise at all times.
Amen.
So, and I like the way that we are, you know, we're consistent with it. You know, part of the goal is to be in church more, you know, and with my schedule, my work schedule, the way it is, it's every other weekend where it's now, Rich Money can go every weekend, you know, if he's feeling,
the noise
you know,
is
well. It's back, you hear it?
I don't hear it now.
Okay. So I'm thankful. So I just want to, of course, take a minute out and, you know, and just let Rich Wayne know that we appreciate him and we thank him. And we thank him for all his hard work that he's doing with CC Palace as well. So
Amen.
With that being said, We're definitely going to go to a song, and I don't remember the name of the artist, but the name of the song is I Repent. So I know Rich Money will come on and he'll help me with the name, because I completely forgot. I want to say the Apostle.
I remember that's the man, right?
Yeah, I want to say the Apostle, but I'm not exactly sure, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say we're going to go to a song, and the name of the song is I Repent. So we can just hold the line. Amen.
Okay, amen.
That I make each day to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, bow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.
Amen, amen.
Beautiful.
And that was
beautiful.
Darren Deacon, I think. And the name of the song is I Repent. So we're definitely thankful
okay.
for that song as well. He
yes.
was an up-and-coming artist that was on Crossroads Temple. So we're definitely rotating that song as well. And that's also another, you know, good gospel song. And I didn't realize that Sunday Best comes on at 8 o'clock on Sunday. I just want to say, throw that out there. So I just want to throw that out there. I did not know that. And I do love Sunday Best, but Sunday Best, we have to do Spiritual Sunday for right now. So,
exactly.
Oh,
Lavina.
Yes,
Lavina.
Ma'am.
Before
yes,
you
ma'am.
Go any further,
yeah.
I just want to ask God to uplift the Gardner family, the young man that was killed in the struggle with the cops in New York. You know, just hold his family and just let justice be served. You know, I don't know if you heard about it.
No.
He was 43 years old, and I'm not exactly for sure if he had tried to break up a fight or was selling, you know, single cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know, seven or eight cops or more,
mm-hmm.
and they took him down. He was asthmatic, and one of them put him in a chokehold to bring him down.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept saying about six times he couldn't breathe, he couldn't breathe. They didn't even try to do CPR, anything on this guy, and he died right there on the sidewalk.
Okay, so they applied
so,
too much
you know,
pressure.
He had a wife and kids, and, you know, I'm sure other family members, but I just want, you know, to uplift them in prayer as well and, you know, ask God to just watch over them and, you know, just help them through this horrible time, you know, to lose a loved one like that.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, so we're definitely praying for the, I'm not familiar with it. You know, I've been working a lot like crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with it, but we're definitely going to say a prayer for the Gardner family. We're definitely calling their name up in prayer.
Amen.
And just asking God to just give the family, just to humble them and give them patience and knowledge and understanding and be able to, because sometimes things like this doesn't always work out the way we expect it to,
yes.
you know. And
yes.
history has shown that sometimes it doesn't work out 9 times out of 10 the way we expect. So we're definitely
yes.
Praying for just wisdom, patience, and understanding, and just praying that God will give them strength when they feel weak, that God will definitely give them the strength that they need to keep pushing and just
yes.
do not let his name, you know, don't let his name go. Just constantly be there, spread the word. You know, speak about the awareness. Just keep his name alive so this
yeah.
way he won't become, you know, another person that, you know, died, you know, for, I can't even say, you know, without knowing any particulars of it, but we're just going to say we don't want his name to just pass away, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
him. We want his name to continue to be out there, and we want everyone to remember who he is. And no
yes.
matter what his story might have
Eric
been,
Gardner.
Or what he, exactly, no matter what his story might have been in his life, we're just praying that, you know, God will also not bring out the negative about people, that God will continue just
Amen.
To allow the positive to shine, and please allow justice to be served, you know, if necessary, you know, allow
yes.
justice to be served. Also, at this time, I do want to call William Arnold's name up in prayer. Destiny's grandmother is here, and it's one of her sons, her oldest son.
Yes.
He's still in the hospital. He was doing
wow.
good. He was in the ICU for a while. I did see him last week. They were taking a couple of the tubes off of him. He is breathing on, well, he was breathing on his own without the respirator. So we're definitely after the prayer with them, you know, right there at the hospital. And we're definitely going to continue to pray, you know, for the Arnold and the Ben family as well, and just praying that God gives them the strength to be able to come together, you know, on one accord and in unity. And just remember the main focus is, you know, we want William Arnold to be able to come back the way he was before, to be able
Amen.
To walk and talk. Because right now he's not talking, so we want him to be
Aww.
Able to walk and talk again, and we want to see him, you know, walking around and raising his voice, and when this man raises his voice,
Amen.
When I tell you, oh, you'll look up. So we're definitely praying, you know, that he's able to, you know, still be walking around and talking and be able to watch his kids grow up. You know, he does have a young son that's 17, you know, that is going to need him, you know, and needs him right now and misses him. And it was painful seeing him there, you know, in the hospital, because this is someone I met when I was 15 years old, you know, and seeing him like this is completely different, you know, when you're used to someone coming home from work and they've done construction all their life to now, you know, being in the hospital, you know, with a trach, you know, in their throat and being on the respirator. It's painful being able to see them at this point. You're happy that you're able to see them, but you just wish and pray for the best for them. And I'm just
Amen.
Praying that he continues, you know, he continues to fight and don't give up, you know, just keep fighting and keep
Amen.
Fighting and keep fighting. You know, his birthday, I think, is the 29th of this
up.
Month, you know, and the goal, you know, and the plan, you know, as for his mom, they want him to be able to walk out of that hospital on the 29th. And we're
Amen.
Just hoping and praying that, you know, if it's God's will, that you know, that's what will happen.
Yes.
So we're definitely praying for him, for their family as well.
Yeah. I also pray for the victims that was on that plane, the 295 people praying with their family, that they can, you know, endure the storm with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually shot down in the Ukraine, so
mm-hmm.
It was 295 people, and they're all, every last one of them was killed, though.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I always say, you know, the news is so depressing, but
mm-hmm.
I always watch it because you never know, you know, what's going on. I'm not the one to get a newspaper, you know, and read it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything that I really grasp of, you know, whether it's good or bad or whatever, it's
mm-hmm.
from the TV, from the news, you know, but I'm a
okay.
big fan of the news, you
right,
know,
right.
and because I want to know what's going on in the world. And like I said, you know, it was like that was a sad situation as well. They had like I said, it was first flown out on the 17th of July, I want to say like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was Airborne 77 or something like that, and it was shot down on July the 17th.
Wow.
You know, so they're saying that, yeah, it was terrorists, you know, involved. But it's just sad that, you know, so many people lose their lives at one
yes,
time.
It is. Yes, it is.
You know, just because someone wants to be... I don't even have a word for a person like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're vicious, you know.
Wow.
And it's
yeah.
like you don't have anything else to live. I mean, let these people live. Yeah, I mean, you want to take somebody out, take yourself out. You know.
Well, you know what? We're going to leave it just at that right there. And
yes.
see, I don't like the news. And the reason I don't like it is because there's so many things going on. And
yes.
I'm still looking for the positive somewhere in there, you know. And when I go to work, everyone says, oh, well, did you see? No, I didn't see no news. You know, like, I feel like, when did I have time to look at the news?
Yeah.
My news, I know it's sad to say, but my news is what people put up on Facebook, and I could read it. That's
yeah.
my news.
Yeah.
because when I'm on my lunch break, I can go, you know, on Facebook and I can look up there, because a lot of times people do put a different clippings from the news on Facebook.
Right.
And since I work, you know, the long hours, it's hard, you know, for me to be able to, like, sit and watch the news all the time.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
I have
what
to
I wake
that
up doing.
Yeah. Look, I leave that to y'all. You know, this is you guys to, you know, update me.
I want to make a correction with that. It was first flew out the 17th of July, 1997. Last flight, 17th July, 2014. Flew for 17 years. And it was the MH-17, Boeing 777.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, it's looking like that situation with 9/11. You know, all the numbers came up to 911. So, you know, it's just sad. It's really, really sad. 280 passengers and 15 crew members.
Mm,
and I just, you know, just keeping their family,
so
you know, all of them's family in prayer that, you know, that they can, you know, uphold each other and just stay prayerful. You know.
We're definitely going to continue to pray for everyone that's involved, for all of the families, and we're even going to pray for the people that took the plane down. We're going to pray for them as well.
Because they need prayer.
I believe exactly that they definitely need it, and we're going to, you know, we're going to pray for them, and we're going to pray for everyone that's involved in it, and we pray that, you know, the family have some type of closure with everything. And we're definitely going to continue to pray for everyone.
So, you wouldn't happen to have downloaded or on your music, Almost Let Go, would you?
Almost Let Go.
I Almost Let Go by Kurt Carr.
Oh, that was my song. Oh, my God. That was my song.
You know it's mine.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love that song. Oh, my God, I love that song. We might have it. We might have it.
If you do, or if you can come up with it, can you please play for Sister T? Because I need to hear that.
I love that song. Oh, my God. Oh,
yes.
I love
but you
it.
Know,
I
you know which
it.
One is really, 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 truly my testimony. So
I already know. Look, I already know. Okay. I know.
But I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, the Kurt Carr song, though, I just, because, you know, sometimes
God,
you just be so close to that edge.
Oh, I know. Lord
but
knows,
he's not going to fail you, you know. And I that's why I just keep thanking him, you know, because so many times I almost gave up, you know, but he won't let me. You know,
no.
It's a plan that he has for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to, you know, ride it out, weather the storm with it, you know, to
and
get
I was
to
just
the place.
About to say, I was just about to ask you, are you ready now? Are you ready for the
storm? Yeah, I mean, I got to be ready. I mean, I've been, you know, I've been in the storm way too long.
Because, you know, that's part of the problem, that sometimes, you know, we're not ready. So that's why I asked you, like, are you ready? Are you ready for it?
And you know, I'm going to say it like this. I'm preparing myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm keep praying and asking him to show me the right way, you know.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say that I'm 100% ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preparing myself.
Okay. And
as long as I'm preparing myself and I'm putting one step forward, I know he's going to put two.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to always remember that being a work in progress, you know, is one of the hardest things for us, you know, because I think that at some point in time we say, okay, if we let go, you know, how will God feel or will our loved ones feel a certain way?
Yeah.
But I think that we have to remember that, you know, God made many sacrifices for us. So at what point in time do we make sacrifices for us and for him and for our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us are the ones that have to be strong, you know, for the rest of the family. And I think that, you know, you and I both know that, and we know how it all goes.
Yes.
You know, we already know, you know, being a work in progress. You know,
amen.
I think our biggest thing is we don't like to be judged. And I'm going to tell you, yeah, we don't like to be judged. And I think that that's a lot of things. A lot of times people have to realize that you can't judge someone and then try to help them or minister to them at the same time. Because if you're judging me, then how are you ministering to me? You know, because it seems like you're lecturing me. So my thing is don't judge me, minister to me. And if you've done what I did or what I'm doing, then I need you to come to me with the, I've been there, I've done that, this is where it got me, this is where I think it's going to get you. So maybe we should try this path together. You know, I think that if people came and they ministered to it that way, I think that a lot more people would be receptive to it. Because you can't come to someone and say, hey, you know what, you can't do this. But then that person, you know, you used to do it.
Right.
So they're looking at you like, but you used to do it, so why are you getting on me about me doing it? Tell me why you stopped doing it. You know,
I mean, and it gets to the point that it confuses you. You know, it's like you're in a bottle of confusion, like, wait a minute. Were you saved and not perfect, but perfectionist all your life? You never did none of these things? You know, and don't pray for death when somebody is doing something wrong. I mean, I just need that those words, you know, and when I feel like that I'm being judged, yes, I will, like, I'll just, you know, ball up in that ball and, you know, I'll just keep it all locked in and I won't talk about it. And I know that's not good.
Right.
You know.
You got to remember to express yourself, and it's not good to hold it on the inside. You know, sometimes we believe that we can hold it in, but at the end of the day, it's doing us more harm than good.
Right.
You know, so we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, and we'll continue talking. But I do want to make the announcement that there will be no Crossroad Temple tonight. Those of you who are new callers, Crossroad Temple is a show that follows right after Spiritual Sunday with host Timothy Scribby Hunter. He will not be doing his show tonight, but Crossroad Temple will be back on next week, Sunday, starting at 9 p.m. So we're going to go to a song, and we'll be right back on the air. Amen.
Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
So I wouldn't let go.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to tell me, I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. And that song was dedicated to T.
Thank you.
So of course he had to deliver it to you. Of course. And that song always makes me cry. And if you can relate to that song, to me, I can relate to that song. And relating
Amen.
To that song is a testimony by itself. Because when you have hit rock bottom and you don't know what the next move is and you don't know what you're going to do next and you have no clue and you down there and you just praying and just kept crying and crying and just asking God to just help you, then you can relate to that song. Because I know I've been there. And
Amen.
I've been there on more than one occasion. So no one here is perfect whatsoever. We all have our own individual testimonies, and I believe each person has a testimony each day by themselves of what they've been through. If you had a rough day, if you helped somebody, if you helped yourself, if you did something that you used to always do and you stopped doing it, then that's your testimony right there. No one can tell you what your testimony is and what it's not. You determine what your testimony is based on how you live your life. And here on GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday, we come together on one accord and in unity, and you share what you're thankful for. It's what you're thankful for. The next person might not want to be thankful for the same thing. But at the same time, guess what? Your testimony is your testimony, and what you're thankful for is what you're thankful for. So with that being said, we're going to give both of us some time to get ourselves together, because, of course, that song right there, it means a lot. You know, it means a lot. And that is one of the songs that we always played on Spiritual Sunday, and I always cry the whole time. I always cried the whole entire song, because that's a testimony, you know. And listen, your testimony is your testimony, and my testimony, you know, for myself is different than what T's testimony for herself is, you know. And the different paths that T has went down may be different but similar to my path that I've went down. But with all of that being said, we just welcome everyone to call our Spiritual Sunday on one accord and in unity without judging one another. And just, if it's just what you're thankful for, you're thankful to be alive today. You're thankful that God saw fit to allow you to open your eyes. You're thankful that God gives you the strength to keep walking and talking and doing what you need to do. I'm thankful for all those things. You know, because guess what? I didn't have to open my eyes this morning, but God saw fit for me to open my eyes this morning.
Yes, He did.
And I feel weak and I'm in pain. I know that I can say my prayer, and I'm thankful that God allows me to be able to maintain and work the jobs that I need to work and be able to continue to, you know, struggle. But guess what? There's nothing wrong with struggle when you know that there's a wonderful reward at the end, as long as you're living the right way and you're doing the right thing. So I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful for all those things. And I know that Sister T is thankful for a lot of things as well. Sister T, if you wouldn't mind just sharing, what are you thankful for today?
Oof. I'm
besides
thankful
that
for
song.
Life itself. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay, because while you're drying your eyes and gathering your thoughts, we're going to go to one more song. And the phone lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to share your testimony or what you're thankful for. Or just call in and just enjoy the music and enjoy us encouraging each other and uplifting one another. And you can also give encouragement, words of encouragement to the callers that do call in at the same time. So we're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we'll bring on a caller. Amen.
Yes, I will. And I won't leave to mine own understanding in all of my ways. I'll acknowledge you. You
You know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. You need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus. Call him Lord, so long, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Probably like, why is she doing this?
Yes. Whew. But he brought a smile on my face.
Good. That's
you know, because, and that's the truth. It's him that I trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of my songs, too.
I know.
And I'm just so thankful that, you know, God has forgave me for so many different things. He brought me through a lot of storms, trials and tribulations, you know. Just so much that I could name, you know. I definitely thank God for bringing me out of, you know, my drug use that I had back in the day. Because if it wasn't for him, I really don't think that I would be here today. If he wouldn't have saved me from that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely thank him for that. Thank him for the closure that I got, you know, by opening up on GQ Palace about my molestation.
That's right. That's,
you know, I'm just thankful for so many. I'm thankful for my family, my kids, my grandkids. You guys, you know, so like I say, it's just so much I could name that I'm thankful for. But I'm just thankful that I am a child of God more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love him. There's no words to express, you know, the love I have for that man, that my father, you know, the love of my life, you know, and I'm just thankful. I'm
just thankful, aren't you?
Yes,
I can hear it in your voice.
I am. I'm just so thankful that, you know, he like you say, he woke me up this morning. He didn't have to. You know, I've got food on my table. I got a roof over my head. I got lights. I got gas. I got water. You know. Man,
there's so much to be thankful for, and you know, so many people out there don't have it, you know.
That's
and
true.
I think that sometimes we, you know, sometimes I don't want to say we get selfish a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we do get a little selfish sometimes, you know, when we complain about the little things that we don't have. When there's someone
right.
out there that doesn't have food, that doesn't have a roof over their head, doesn't
exactly.
have water, and here we are complaining. You know, okay, I can't get my nails done, or my hair's not done, you know, and meanwhile,
exactly.
people are walking around here, you know, not knowing where their necessities are going to come from, and here we're talking about our wants and what we want, you know, and,
right.
and I have to say, you know, my hair is my pet peeve, so that's one thing that I always complain about. And I said, you know what, if I cut it all off, I wouldn't be complaining no more, you know, but then everyone keeps saying, don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you know, my nails was my thing, and I gave up on them. You've seen it.
I know. But you know what, it's certain things, it's not that important, you know.
No,
It's to me, it's like my life and me opening up my eyes and seeing my family.
That's
and
the
being
most
able
important
to,
thing.
You know, continue to do good and work hard, you know, just to see the smile on everyone's faces of like, yes, yes, we're here, you know. That means a lot to me, you know,
yes.
that means a lot to me. But there's one part of that song I just want to point out real fast, and I'm going to bring on a caller. When it says that there's so, you know, there's so many battles that we have out there, but we're not supposed to fight all those battles ourselves. We're
yes.
supposed to turn it over and give it to the
turn
Lord.
Turn it over.
And that's
turn
one thing
over.
That I can say that my pastor was talking about today and saying that all the battles that we go through, some of those battles are not our battles. You know, there are some battles that we can deal with ourselves, but there's other battles you're supposed to turn over to the Lord, and that's what we should turn over to the Lord. So I'm working on it, you know. And
yes.
I'm going to say I have 8 hours, I'm going to say 7 hours each day starting, well, since last week, that I'm quiet. And you know me, I talk a lot. So for me to be silent, yes, for me to be silent, it's so hard for me. But initially I was like, oh, my God, I have no music. I have nothing for 7 hours. Oh, my God, you know. But then after the first 7 hours went by, I was like, hold on. I'm sitting here thanking God and asking God to give me a sign of what the next project he want me to do. So I find my 7 hours, I'm praying and I'm thanking God and talking to God. And, you know, people saying
right,
to themselves, they look at me like, is she crazy? You know, but really in my head, I'm literally having a conversation. I'm not moving
with
my
God.
Mouth, of course. I'm not moving my lips, you know. I'm just
right.
mentally having a conversation,
Amen.
Praying and being thankful, and God give me the strength, my back is hurting, God, please touch it and heal that pain that I'm having right now, dear Lord. You know, I just talk to myself like that, you know, and then I say, oh, thank you, Jesus, I got 2 more hours to go, thank you, Jesus, I got 1 hour to go, you know,
yes,
and I find
yes.
myself doing that more, and I know it sounds weird, but for some people, it sounds weird, but when you're in work in progress and you're trying to do everything that you need to do things right for you and for your family, the only approval you need is God. So
True.
As long as I know I got God's approval, I don't need anybody else's approval.
Amen.
You know, and I tell Rich all the time, for the people that got so much to say, we're going to pray for them too, because they run their mouth too much. So we're just going to keep praying
Amen.
For them.
Amen.
And we're going to remind ourselves that as we're praying, that we're going to pray for God to just touch their tongues and just humble them a tad bit. You know, remind them of the struggles and stuff that they've been through in their life. So I
Amen.
Say stuff like that. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect, you know. I'm struggling like everybody else, and I'm a work in progress, and my mouth can go a mile a minute sometimes. But for the most part, I can say I'm pleased, you know, and I know that God is pleased with the person that I become, because I'm not the person that I used to be.
Amen.
I can just yell and scream and curse and act a fool in a drop of a dime, and then I'm not going to forgive you for it. I'm going to hold that grudge on you, you know. Where now, I added to this, I'm going to pray for you, because obviously you don't know what's coming out your mouth right now. You know, I'm like that at this point, you know, and I'm thanking God for giving me the strength and humbling my tongue, you know, so this way there's no need to give that tongue lashing, so to speak, you know. So I'm praying for many things, and I find myself in my 7 hours that I have at night, I find myself that I'm praying a lot more, and I'm thankful for more of the little things than I was before. I'm thankful.
Amen.
You know? And that's why I say, you know, I'm thankful, you know, and I'm going to keep saying it, you know, I'm thankful for Rich Money, because, you know, we know what we have going on, and I'm thankful for the part that he plays, and I know he's thankful for the part that I play, you know, in our relationship and our life. And as we might go through a storm, we know that we're going through the storm together, you know.
Amen.
And when I'm feeling weak, I know that he's right there. He's like, all right, babe, you can do it, you know. And I know when he feels the same way, I'm right there. Like, all right, don't give up. You know, keep praying, keep praying. So we work together as a good team, and I'm happy and I'm thankful for that. But we're going to bring on a caller real fast, and then I have another song I'd like to play. Welcome to DC Power Spiritual Company. Can I have your name, please?
I'm thankful for you, too, as well.
Amen.
Hey.
Hey, Rich.
What's going on, T? So, I had to call in because I'm listening. Went to church today. She got me up, too. She got me
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Like, oh, go to church. Gotta go to church. Like, oh, okay, all right. Okay, I'm up. Well, I'm thankful that I did wake up this morning. I'm thankful for my family. You know, she's been by me I'm talking about stormy weather.
Severe.
I ain't even talking about bad weather. I'm talking about some tornadoes, earthquakes. And I'm very thankful for her, and I'm thankful that she's there for me and didn't give up and be like, you know, some females might be like, oh, I can't do it no more, but she's staying by me. And that's
Amen.
The main thing. And that's what's going to make us stronger than what we are now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And also, I heard y'all talking about Eric Gardner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was a terrible thing. You know,
yes.
The way he did that man, it made no sense at all. You know, because he said he was selling cigarettes in the cops. You know, put him in a headlock, yoked him, I mean.
Yeah.
Put him on the floor and he's yelling, he can't breathe.
And they still doing, I mean, you know, they still choking him and had the a knee on the man's head. And, I mean, you know, they didn't try to get no help to him at all, you know, in his struggle. You know.
And that's a terrible thing.
They did say the cop that had him in a headlock, they did take his badge and gun, you know, but what about the other ones, you know? All of them, I feel
like
you know.
They all just came out of nowhere.
Exactly. You know, you would charge me as being an accessory, charge them as well, you know. Like Lavina said, yes, I'll pray for them, but justice needs to be served because somewhere it's got to stop. You know, you're supposed to be there to serve and protect.
You know, God's going to handle all that. You know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, everybody that's doing this cruel and, you know, ruthless stuff and, you know.
Yes.
I'm glad that, you know, Lavina turned me over to the Lord and got baptized and everything, because there's no telling what I'll be doing right now.
Amen. Oh, I feel you.
People just do stuff just to do it, and gotta have faith in this thing. Like, okay,
you know,
the
people that dig a ditch for you, you know, you think you're digging a ditch for that person, and you know, God will make it so that you end up falling in that ditch yourself. Especially just trying to do hurtful and mean things, you know, unnecessary, you know.
But see, that's why you got to remember
that. Because you see me moving forward, you know, in life and with God, don't try to hinder me. You know, like you say, don't judge me. Don't be, you know, so quick to say, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. God knows, like you said, we are a work in progress.
Yes, we are.
You know, and if you keep kicking my back in with the same thing over and over again, like, you know, you never did this and did that, you know, I'm gonna walk away from it, you know, because I'm going to have time to regather my thoughts and know that, hey, I know that I'm doing the best I can, you know. And my motto is, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be.
Amen. Amen. And not for nothing, you know, see, we're just going to take a minute out. And what would you say was one of the worst things that you used to do that you're thanking God that you don't do anymore?
Drugs.
And now, like, if you could educate someone on drugs, what would you tell them to turn their life around?
You know what? I would tell them it's not worth it. You know, I can't go back to the past. You know, the past is the past. But I could have had so much more. I could have did better things and had better judgments on different walks of life. Mm-hmm. You know, me disrespecting my family, you know, my kids, myself more than anything. You know, because at the end of the day, I was disrespecting myself.
Right.
You know, and it's not the way to go. You know, give it up, let go, because eventually it's going to kill you. It's going to definitely take you out. You know, I'll go back home, and, you know, West Virginia is so small, and some of the people that I see and went to school with, so many of them are not there because of the drugs, you know. And then those that are there, you know, you look so bad, just, you know. And I just thank God because I know that I was spending so much. I didn't care about nothing to nobody, you know. But I kept my house. I kept my house in order. I did do that. You know, I didn't have my daughter at that time, but I had, you know, my son. And thank God for my oldest brother, because he knew what I was doing. I was in so much denial. You know, he was just, like, so gracious to take my son and raise him. He didn't have to.
No, he didn't.
But he knew in the process I would end up losing him. You know, I may not even know where my child was today if it hadn't been for my brother. You know, but that I have to give my family credit, even though I was wrong, doing wrong. When I got the charge on me, which I was looking at 21 years, you know, my family, when I went to court, my family, friends, and church members was right there with me.
Amen.
You know, and before I went, I was like, actually, I think I was like 6 or 7 months pregnant with my daughter when I went to court. And before I went through them doors, I said, God, whatever your will is, let it be done, because you didn't make me do this. I did this because I wanted to do it. So whatever your will, let it be done. And when that judge hit that gavel and said, my last and final decision is 3 years supervised probation, honey, I was big as a house sticking out there with that baby. And my attorney was like almost 7 feet tall. I started jumping and up and down, and he just put his hand on top of my head, and the judge said, Miss Moore, you're with child. You know, and all of my family started crying and clapping. I just looked around, and it was just the most beautiful thing, and all I could do is say thank you, Jesus, because it was only him. It was only him that I didn't do 21 years in prison.
That's right. That's right. And see, you how that, see how that one prayer, as soon as you walked in, how it made a big difference. But I'm going to tell you, my grandma used to say that, you know, even though, like, we'll say our prayer, but there's someone else that's always praying for us as well.
Yes.
You know, and you never know when someone's prayer is going to be answered. And in our minds, we might say, why can't God answer the prayers right now? But God's going to be on time and answer the prayers accordingly, not when you feel that the prayers should be answered. And we're thankful for your transformation, see?
Yes, I must say,
you're truly.
You know, and
thankful.
Kathy wasn't a preacher then. She wasn't a minister then.
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, we always knew that she was going to be something as far as into the church.
That's
because
right.
Because she's the spitting image of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know, I think I've told y'all before, you know, the 11 years that I was in my mother's life, you know, and those minus those few years that I was gone, I never ever heard my mother curse. I never seen her smoke. I never seen her drink. Somebody wrong her, she would go into a closet or anything and just pray. You know, that was the prayerest woman, you know, and I just, Kathy is just the spitting image of it.
Wow.
You know, and I do, you know, and I know it's not too late because I want to be like them. I want to be like her and my mother.
Oh,
you know, and
geez.
It's not too late.
Nope, it's never too late.
You know.
It's never too late, but you have to always remember that with your testimony and with your story alone, you have something to share to people, and I think sometimes I say people get tired of telling it, you know, sometimes their story about their life. But you have a wonderful testimony. Your outcome and your transformation is wonderful. And you should be able to share that with people, you know. So this way, you know that you're saving someone's life. That's another reason why I'm thankful, you know, that you call on Spiritual Sunday. Because I believe that there's someone listening that might have been through something or could be going through something similar to what you were going through, and they can hear of what a wonderful change you made in your life and how you have transformed your life. And no, the road isn't squeaky clean, you know, but none of us is. But at the same time, as I always say, we're a work in progress, and I haven't met one perfect person yet. And honestly, I don't think I'll meet a perfect person in this lifetime. I mean,
if
maybe,
I do, it ain't going to be real.
Exactly, and I don't want the perfect. I don't want the perfect Patty that you want me to believe you are. You know, I want the perfect person that's from the inside out. Let me meet that person, and then I'll model my life like that person. But until then, I'll continue to read the Bible more. I'll continue to pray more. I'll continue to go to church, and I'll continue to encourage Rich Money to go to church and do the right thing. And for the people that, you know, tend to wrong him or say things or whatever, I'll continue to tell him, no, we're going to pray for those people. We're going to pray for those people, you know, because I believe that it takes two people to argue back and forth. You know, if someone's going to argue by themselves, then you go, hey, because you're hearing yourself talk.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I'm not going to pay you no mind because you're not going to determine my judgment day. God determines my judgment day. And when that day comes, I'm going to say, I'm going to go the same way God wants me to go, and we're going to leave it at that. But you're not going to determine anything for me. And, you know, I say that with the understanding of even, like, when I'm at work, you know, during the day, there's so many different people. I had this one lady there that we just could not get along with. We could not see eye to eye to save our life, you know. And it was many times in my head, I thought, oh, Lord, I'm going to take this lady outside. God, please give me the strength not to hurt this lady. Please humble my, just bite my, God, just please help me with my tongue. Please help me with my tongue, God, please help me. So it's like I pray and I pray and I pray and I pray. And you know what? I did very good with it, you know, and with the grace of God, I did good, you know. And I think that now that I'm more committed to God and more committed to my life, and the transformation that I've made, I think that now I have a better understanding of how powerful your tongue really is, you know. And I remember when I was little, my thing was I used to fight a lot, and I had a very nasty mouth. My tongue was ridiculous. And I can curse somebody out so fast. And I say, and my mama will tell you, she has a nasty mouth, you know, and everyone tried to figure out where did this mouth come from. And this pretty little girl with this mouth like this, you know, or why is she always fighting? Why don't she know how to behave herself? You didn't raise her like that. I used to fight all the time. And it was like a hobby to me at the end of the day, because I felt like in order for me to get my stripes in life, I had to fight, you know. Coming from a small town in Riverhead, please, what you going to do in Riverhead? Really, like for anybody that's been there, and I'm talking about been there, like when I was born in 1978, I'm talking about from 92 all the way, or like 89, let's just say to 2000, what was you going to do? It's nothing that you can do. The only thing I knew how to do is I knew how to fight. And I remember like it was, you know what, and I said, we're going to go to the our family reunion, our first family reunion. I hope and pray no one tells this story. We went to the Polish Town Fair one day in Riverhead, and I came from the back, and they said, oh, your sister's out there fighting. And I ran up and jumped in. Now, mind you, I jumped in the fight, pulled my sister off the floor because she was getting beat up, and I jumped in. Yes, and I'm the baby, mind you. But they knew that I was the baby that didn't play. So right. I'm thankful, and I'm so thankful that God saw fit to change my life and to help me change my life so I wouldn't fight all the time, because I felt like I had to fight back then. Someone talk about you, they call you a name, oh, we gonna fight. You know, I felt that in my heart, you know, when I was younger. And even when I became a mother, people say, oh, becoming a mother, it'll change your life, this, that, and the other. Sure, it changed my life. That just made me put that baby to the side before I got into a fight. That's it. You know, it didn't matter. So I'm thankful that God changed my life, so I'm not that angry person anymore, you know. I still have my moments where I say they're bipolar moments, and no, I was not diagnosed with it, but I have my moments where I feel like I'm a little bipolar. I go from happy to sad because my mind starts thinking, you know, but I'm thankful that God saw fit to change my life and to take away some of that anger that I was holding in and to help me release that, and for me and for him to help me understand that not everybody is a bad person. And just because one person did me wrong doesn't mean that the rest of the world is going to do me wrong. And I knew why I was mad. I just wanted to know if my mama knew why I was mad. You know, they thought I was just crazy, but in all reality, I wasn't. I was angry, and I was angry because somebody mistreated me, and I felt some kind of way. And because I felt some kind of way, I had no way to get it off my system except for to fight. So when someone would say something, oh, Blackie or Meanie, something like that, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to hit you. My sister knew who to call. My brother knew who to call. I was the baby, but I was the one that didn't fear. Like, I didn't fear nothing.
The aggressor.
You know. I didn't. And now I'm thankful that, like, in my life now, I don't have to fight, you know. Yes, I might have to raise my voice from time to time, you know. But I'm thankful that Rich Money didn't have to experience the person that I used to be. Because the person that I used to be, that wasn't a lovable person. That was a person that was misunderstood and that really had no guidance. Like, my mother tried. She tried her hardest. But I'm going to tell you, when I moved away from Riverhead, that's when I started the transformation. I moved away from Riverhead. And then after I moved away, I had been gone 10, 15 years. I didn't have a fight until one day I was provoked and I had a fight 15 years later. But after that fight, I haven't had another one. So that's how I know that I'm doing something right and that God is doing something right, because I haven't had to use my hands. I'm able to use my mouth instead of resorting to using my hands. And I'm thankful, you know, I'm thankful for that. And I tell anyone that's listening that who is angry, who's dealing with so many different emotions at one time, you got to get help for that. Because if you don't get help for the feelings that you're feeling, trust me, that's like a volcano about to erupt at any time.
Yes.
Trust me, I know. if someone looked at me wrong, I wanted to fight. And if you look at me, someone will say, oh, you're so pretty. What you doing fighting? Oh, you have no idea. You have no, and that's what I tell anybody, you have no idea what the struggle is. And you can look at someone's smile. You can look at their smile, and you can never know of what they've been through, you know. You can look at them. They look so happy. But my testimony for all the young kids that are listening and even for the adults, there's another way out besides using your hands to defend
yourself.
Step out
on faith.
And to get your point across. You know, you need to pray more. You need to make sure that you understand the relationship with God is that's a person that's going to help you. That's a person
mm-hmm.
that's going to help stop you from going to jail. That person right there, the one you can't see. You know, the one that you can see now, the people you can see, they might be able to save you because they might take the charge for you. But how long are they going to take a charge for you?
Exactly.
So
if they take it.
You might want to just, you know, like she said, step out on faith and see what happens for you. You know,
yeah.
Pray a little bit more and just be able to express yourself and be thankful, you know, for the little things. Don't be so competitive. Oh, my neighbor has this, so I want this, or I want this. No.
Right.
You'll get it in due time.
When it's meant for you.
Exactly. When God says, here it is,
yeah.
That's when you'll get it, you know. But don't be so competitive. If you work hard, you live Christ-like, you do the right thing, I believe that the blessings will start flowing for you abundantly. And then you'll be more happy with it. So we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back. And then after we come back from the song, I want to ask Rich Money what's one thing that he has done in his life. And now he's transformed. And
Amen.
After he tells us what that one thing is, I'd like him to give words of encouragement for people that are listening that could be going through the same thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure. Hold on.
Hello? Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams. It's hard to sleep. I can't eat. It's scary, you know?
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seems like life is getting real strange. Anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TD Jake.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
Oh, your heart is heavy, God said.
Every burden I will bear.
See, but you don't know
my pain.
I'm getting so sick and tired of all
this.
Just got laid off and I topped it off the rent's due. So tell me what I gotta gain.
Well, see, trials come to me.
You
storms won't last.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side. Thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi, you're on the cover of Time Magazine.
See, but you're looking at now and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Back when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. Life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong.
When your smile is gone, I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
Y'all don't feel my pain. And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this.
just got laid off and the top it off the rich Duke. So tell me, bishop, what I gotta get?
Didn't I tell you trials come to me? And though those storms,
how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, the thumb you got to know, God still cares. He told me to tell you
everything's gonna be alright.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
Please help me.
Help me. I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus.
My heart.
And soul.
My soul.
Please take me.
Take
control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
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 Right.
You ain't got no smile.
And even when you feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy.
Everybody's
time. And even in the midst of all of you. And when you're sick and tired of all the rain. Remember that the rain won't last always. And in Christ Jesus you got so much to gain.
You see the trials come to make it. And the storms won't last.
Remember my brother, my sister. It's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go,
that's something you've got to know.
God is still there.
We've been made to burn
and he told me to tell you.
Amen. Welcome back to Jesus Power Spiritual Sunday. That was Kirk Franklin and T.D. Jakes 911. And before Rich Money answers my question, yes, I just want to talk about that song just real fast. And for you, all of you that just listened to the song, what's your input on it? Do you think it was a positive outlook? Do you think that he has more understanding about T.D. Jakes and about church people?
I think it'll give you more understanding, but you really got to listen to it, because like he's trying to conversate with him. You understand? Like the part when he said his mother passed, and he was like, I'm sorry. He said, all right, it's fine. So there's certain things you got to listen to in that song that'll really help a person out as well. Because I think what he is also doing, he's trying to get people feedback on situations. So you really have to listen to the song.
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
You agree? Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to just point out that for those of you who do, you know, call someone on the phone and sometimes you feel like it's a rushed conversation, you know, it's okay to, you know, stop the person and say, okay, but I'm not finished yet, you know. I got a couple of things that I like to say. There's nothing wrong with saying it. You know, you don't want someone to get off the phone and you didn't say what you called them for, you know.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're able to express yourself to people. And I think from that song, I think that a lot of people who look on the outside about church people and about pastors and ministers, I think that sometimes they see just that shell on the outside where they don't know the struggle that took them to get to where they are, you know. Like, I believe it wasn't, you know, they didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to be T.D. Jakes today. You know, there's a struggle. There's stories behind that. And I think that we all have to make sure that we give people the benefit of the doubt. You want to make sure that if you don't understand something, you ask. So this way they can give you clarity about themselves, you know, without you trying to figure it out yourself. I like the song personally.
I do too.
I think it helps you understand that just because someone might not tell you their testimony and tell you the storm that they've been through, I think that that makes you understand that, guess what, all of us are human. All of us have been through something in our life, you know. So I like it. You know, that was one of my my favorites that I used to listen to, was just the whole, you know, church people don't understand me, is what I used to say. You know, they don't know my struggle. They just know I dress up when I go in there on Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Monday through Saturday, they don't know. No, so that's how I was before. But now it's like, Rich will see me on Sunday morning, like, I'll just put on whatever. Like, as long as I'm comfortable, I know that God knows that, you know, I done worked hard, and I'm walking up in church just as I am, and I'm saying, God, take me. I'm here for the word. I'm here for the word. But I, don't get me wrong, I always dress appropriate, you know. But I'm just saying, I'm not putting on no fancy suit with no fancy hat walking up in there praising the Lord. I'm coming
Amen.
As I am, and I know that God will bless me as I am. And as long as I take heed to the word that's being said, I know that God knows that I'm understanding of the situation. So, Rich Money, do you want to answer my question?
What did I do that I don't do those for? It boils down to what I said at the beginning, when I said the way I used to be, because I feel like as much stuff that's going on now, if it's the way I used to be, I would have been violent, more violent than the way I am now.
Mm-hmm.
Very. I was a violent person. When I say violent, I mean I seen things that I don't even think people seen before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, you know, I witnessed stuff that, you know, when I was growing up and rolling with the people I was doing, and you know, I sold the drugs, I robbed, I did everything, and the people I was with was doing it with me. You understand? So I thank God that I don't do that now, because you just say I'll probably be in jail or dead.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because that's the way my temper was. It was like, okay, I'm HNIC, excuse the French, I'm HNIC no matter where I go at. That's the way I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't talking. Just like you said, I used to fight, I wasn't talking. There wasn't no talking involved.
Mm-hmm.
At all. No weapons and everything. You understand? So, to me, I feel like, if, you know, like this younger generation that's going through it now, you know, that's all done, it's over with. It's not worth it. There's no gangsters out here. You understand? Nobody's a gangster no more. The gangsters are all gone. You understand? They want to walk around here and they want to fight each other and these Bloods and these Crips and everything. No, live your life. You understand? Why go slice somebody for no reason? You understand? Then when you get locked up, you want to whine. You understand? It's just like a bunch of guys that's together. You tough when you with everybody. How about when you by yourself? Are you the same way? You understand? See, that's the way I was. See, I didn't change. It was like whether I was by myself or if I was with somebody. You understand? I had problems with, like, I'll give you an example. One dude back in the days had a problem with him. He came with all his boys, sitting in the basketball court, minding my business. He's just talking, acting, and I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. Make a long story short, I seen him walking by himself. Well, no, he was walking with a female. And I just bumped him and knocked him straight into the female. Boom. He just looked, what you doing? As I got ready to walk back to him, the girl was like, no, come on, let's go. But I was going to tear him apart. You understand? The same thing happened to a guy in a park with my man, my friend of mine, and he died, whatever. He was in this place called River Park Towers. You know, I had a friend of mine's radio. This dude, he wanted to mess with the radio. Like, he was with this dude, you know, God rest the dead. His name was Mackie. You know, Mackie was serious, too. He was a hustler. He'd shoot you in a minute, you know, or whatever the case is. You understand? But it was like a couple of them. So this one dude named Sean just kept messing with my radio. Nah, I don't mess with it, such and such. So he wanted to act tough. One day he playing baseball. Who did I see walking down the block? Two actors out here tell you, I ran all the way across the field with that baseball bat. Didn't Sean get on his knees and start saying sorry? So it's like, you understand? It was like the way I was back then, I'm not like that no more. You know, you grow older and you look at life, you know, your family, you got your kids and everything. I'm not saying I'll back down from anything, but I'll think before I react now. Strong thinking.
Right.
Where, you know, like,
that's
you got
right.
family,
that's
you
right.
can't this one, you can't do all that. You understand? So I just want to say to everybody, you know, that's listening, whatever, be younger, whatever, some things ain't worth it. You understand? If you get locked up, go to jail, then you're going to get killed. You know? It just
that's
ain't
right.
what you're leaving behind.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
We do have another caller. We're going to bring her back on the air. We're going to end the show as well. But once we bring her on the air, we'll just get her feedback she has, and then we'll give our final thoughts, and then we'll end in prayer. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Welcome to Kiki Kyle Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
It's me again. I'm sorry, y'all. My phone went dead.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you the floor, and then because we're going to be ending the show.
You know, I agree. Personally, I agree with the brother. I'm calling him the brother because he is a brother, okay? What he just said was truly awesome because, you know, when I used to be around a lot of friends, they used to act up and play up or whatever. They be just talking, they won't do what they talk. And one day I was walking by myself and this lady was walking by herself. This girl was walking by herself. And I said, I'm going to get you when I see you one day. You know, and this was when I was in my mess. I was doing all sorts of stuff. Like, it just blew my mind. So one day I see her out and about and I just start punching her. And the next day when she went to her friend, she said, don't mess with her because she talks. She says what she does what she talks. And now how I gave my life over to God, I can be Christ-like when I'm by myself and I can be Christ-like when I'm with others. If I can do things for the enemy, I can do things for God. And so my ministry, you know, my street ministry is called Gangsters for Christ, Prayer Warrior Worship Thug. That's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the gangsters in. There is no such thing. I agree. There's no such thing now. Nobody, I mean, you talk it, but where's the doer? You know, the Bible says not only hear the word, but be a doer of the word. Don't only read the word, but be a doer of the word. Come on, what you must do when you are in Christianity, the first thing you do is study yourself approved so you can do the word, so you can say the word, so you can live the word. If you can't live what you say, how are you supposed to tell somebody, I go hard? No, you don't go hard unless you do it by yourself. You know, people used to say, you scared. No, I had to live it up to my own ashes. Oh, you say you're going to fight me, I'm going to fight you. You know, so that's how I was. But now when I came in, now when I came back to God, I had to own up to my actions and say, I'm going to be like Christ.
Can I ask you a question? How old are you?
I'm 16.
How old are you?
16.
How old am I?
No, there's a young lady talking.
I'm 16. I'm sorry.
You're 16. Oh, and you said you experienced these things? So you must have had a real strong childhood. See,
yeah.
I'm 42. I'm 42, so I experienced. So my thing is, you know, you say you experienced these things, but have you experienced a person getting killed, a person getting shot at, getting knives thrown at you, you know. I'm not talking about just the hands and fists
it's
where,
like,
you know, you in the street. No, I'm not talking about that. I understand what you're saying. You understand? I'm not trying to, you know, misjudge you or put you down or anything like that. But when you're 16, so to me, I feel like you experienced some things, but you have not yet experienced life.
Amen.
Yes, sir, I do, and I understand that. I truly do, but I've had people like, you know, people like almost, you know, I don't want to get in the situation, but I've had people like my friends. I've had people, you know, right in front of my face get shot, you know. It's not what I wanted, but that's what I saw, you know. I didn't tell anybody about it, but I have seen that. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so with all of that being said, of course, I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but it's 8:59, so it is time for the show to be over. And if I'm understanding what you're saying, Rich Money, you're just pretty much explaining that what you've encountered, you know, in your lifetime of 42 years, that pretty much you're just asking if Evangelist Martha has encountered anything like that, like something like brutal, something that like will really make you, you know, think twice about the path that you're living, so to speak. I think that's the question that you're really, you know, asking her. Like, even though we can say, okay, well, we've seen, you know, such and such. Like me personally, I was in the streets and I was fighting, but I've never seen anybody get shot in front of me. But
me,
I'm not going to say that I did because I didn't. And if that ever would happen, I don't know what my response would be. But I'm 36. It hasn't happened to me. But Martha, you're explaining that it did happen to you, to one of your friends. And we're going to continue, you know, to pray for everyone, of course, that's involved. And we hope that with everything that everyone has heard, you know, on the show, that you can take something out of it. If it's just one thing, if you could take something out of it, that's greatly appreciated. And I'm sure that it will help you also in the long run. You know, we're here to pretty much share our testimonies, what we're thankful for, and to encourage each other. And at the same time, you know, to help people understand that when you go through a storm, you go through a storm. And
Amen.
God knows the truth in every situation and every story. God is the only person that can say, yes, that's true, or no, that's not. You know, and we're just praying that, you know, everything that is which is said tonight, you know, and that's said on a daily basis is the truth, and that your story and your testimony can share, can uplift and encourage someone else that's involved
Amen.
In the situation. That's what we're praying for this evening. So it's about 9 o'clock now, and Crossroad Temple will not be coming on this evening. That's with host Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter. So he will not be doing his show this evening, but will be back on the air next Sunday, starting at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 9, spiritual Sunday, and then from 9 to 10, we will have Crossroad Temple. And like I was explaining earlier, we will also start interviewing or Crossroad Temple will start interviewing more gospel artists. So if you know anyone that is a gospel artist that is looking for an interview, you know, please contact one of the pages on Facebook of GQ Palace, and we can, you know, get you an interview as well on that. And on Spiritual Sunday, we will start to have our special guests starting to come back up. Our special guests is, you know, pastors, elders. We're not going to limit it just to that, but we're also going to say anyone that has a testimony can call in and be a special guest and encourage each other. We
Amen.
Like to, we don't want to limit it to certain people. We want to have a broad span of a little bit of everyone. So this way everyone understands that your testimony is your testimony, and we're just here to ask you to share it and encourage and uplift one another. And we're hoping and praying that with Sister Martha and her street ministry that she has, that God will utilize her to what he has called her to do, and that he will open the doors to the necessary people that they're able to communicate with her and help her to understand what goes on in daily life, and not just what you see on TV, but what you might experience itself. You know, there's
Amen.
A big difference of what I see on SBU versus what happens, let's just say, down the road. So there's a big
Amen.
Difference in it. So we're just hoping and praying that, you know, God will definitely help Sister Martha with her street ministry, and that she's going through the streets and trying to, you know, get the gangsters to convert their lives over. We're hoping that God will give her the strength, because that's a hard job to do for a 16-year-old. But we're going to pray that God gives her the strength in her ministry and puts adults in her corner as well that can help her with the ministry, because that can be a dangerous ministry to try and have when you're walking the streets trying to get people to convert over to Christianity, or getting them to be able to come to church, or being able to listen to prayer lines. You want to make sure you know exactly what you talk about, and when you tell people that, you know, you have a testimony, you want to make sure that your testimony comes from the heart and is something that you have experienced. Because someone that's from the street, that knows the street, they can pick apart what you're saying. And you don't want them to pick apart what you're saying, because you're working for God, and you want them to have a transformation the same way you have a transformation. So with that being said, we're going to open the floor for anyone who has their final thoughts on the show or about this evening, and then we're going to end in prayer.
Well, I want to say it was a great show. God bless you. bless everybody on the line. And I will.
God bless you too.
Yes, brother. God bless you. I love you. And my final thought is, you know, keep the faith. Step out on faith every once in a while. You know, and I dare you to try him because he's a good God and he's awesome. You know, and very, very awesome show, Lavina. As always, I enjoy myself, especially, you know, even if I'm not a part of it, I still enjoy myself, every, you know, the Sundays.
You're
and I just
want
to let you guys know I love you, and, you know, and let's pray for each other and keep each other uplifted.
Amen. Amen. All right. So at this time, I'm just going to hope that everyone have a safe and blessed week. And we look forward to speaking to everybody next week, Sunday, at the same time, starting at 7 o'clock. And at this time, we're just going to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we have called up many names this evening, asking you to just uplift them, to motivate them, to humble them in many different ways for many different people, dear Lord. And we're just asking you to just do the work that, just to allow us to do the work that you've called us to do and touch everyone that we have called their names, even their family members and their friends at the same time, dear Lord. Just asking you once again to uplift and to encourage all of the members of GQ Palace Radio as a whole, every host, all the supporters, the callers, and the listeners. We're asking you to just uplift them and just touch them, encourage them, and keep them humble. For we know that you have called us to do a certain job, dear Lord, and we're here to do the Lord, do the job that you've called us to do. We're also asking you to just an extra special prayer for Rachel Hargrove, who is working a lot, dear Lord. We're just asking you to just give her the strength and just keep her humble and keep her patient until you have called her to do something different, dear Lord, or to make her job a little bit easier. We're asking you to just continue to bless Angie Smith, dear Lord. Just keep her humble and keep her faithful and thirsty for the Lord. And we're just asking you to cover over K.L. Belvin as he is traveling, promoting his books throughout the summer, dear Lord. We're just asking you to just uplift him and encourage him to keep him safe in his travels of being able to travel from state to state. And we're hoping that the sales of his book will be successful as he would like, as successful as he would like them to be. We're also praying for Tiffany Belvin and baby K.L., who is at home. And as Tiffany is getting back into the workforce, we're praying that she will find a job that she will like, dear Lord, and that KL, baby KL, will be well taken care of as well. And we're also just praying for the mayor, Brother Christopher Dinkins, with the sports show. We know there are many sports shows that's coming out, but we're hoping and praying that everyone will continue to support his sports show on GQ Palace and support the movement that he has going on, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we're just asking you for a special prayer for Rich Money, dear Lord. Just asking you to touch him and just make him whole and just heal his body throughout and just prepare him to be whole the way you have designed him to be, dear Lord. And I'm just giving you an extra special thank you for just sending him directly to me as the way that he is, dear Lord. And I wouldn't change a wrinkle or a spot, dear Lord. I just hope and pray that he will understand his value and what he's been through when he will continue to be thirsty for the Lord as well, dear Lord. I'm just asking you once again to touch the body of William Arnold. Just touch him, just heal him, just make him whole and be able to just uplift his spirits, just keep encouraging him. And I'm hoping and praying that he will be able to stop the situation that he has been doing. We're hoping that you will give him the strength to stop it and he will not want a taste whatsoever in his mouth, dear Lord. We're also just asking you to touch over his family. And just keep them humble and just keep them strong in the fight and just keep them thirsty for the Lord. And they make come together when the pastor comes in and prays the Lord for that special moment. We're just asking that whatever the pastor has said at each moment that he does come in, that they're able to take it with them longer than just a few minutes so they can digest it, to acknowledge it, and to receive it. It's one thing to adhere to the word of the Lord, but there's also another thing to be able to receive the blessings and receive the knowledge that you are preparing people to give to them, dear Lord. So we're just asking you to just encourage them and to uplift them throughout, dear Lord. Special prayer for, like I said, all the callers and guests, our family, Mickey Palace family. We're praying for my mother-in-law, Sharon, Lattimore. We're praying for Chantel Lattimore, and we're just asking to just touch their body and just keep them whole and just keep them humble and keep them thirsty for the Lord and allow the music to still minister to them so that they can still receive the blessing that you are requiring for them to receive as well, dear Lord. We're praying for Imani and for Big Marcella as well, dear Lord. We're asking you to just give him the strength and be able to just keep him focused and keep him thirsty and just change his life around, dear Lord, so that he will be able to do the work that you've called him to do as well, dear Lord, in a positive manner and just to be able to just uplift him, dear Lord. We're just, once again, just praying for patience. And we're praying for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment, dear Lord. That's my humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and safe week. And we'll see you guys on next week.
Amen.
Amen.
Bound. cannot see.